Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
The European Central Bank has raised interest rates by 0.25 percentage points to fight inflation, but at a slower pace as higher borrowing costs take their toll and the banking sector fears resurface. The ECB has lifted rates at an unexpected pace since last year to combat spiralling energy costs and food costs. Today's announcement is the seventh increase in a row. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Martina Hennessy, who's Managing Director of Doddle.ie. Martina, you're welcome to the programme again today. Opinion was divided in advance of this announcement as to whether it would be a half a percentage point or a quarter percentage point. Were you surprised that the ECB went with the smaller increase?
No, I think, as you say, Sarah, that it was definitely expected that there would be a rate increase. Over the last three meetings, the European monetary policy meetings, the rates have increased it by 0.5%. But there was much speculation by the analysts that it would be a 0.25% increase. At today's meeting, there are two further meetings in June and July. So again, further European monetary policy meetings that could see further rate increases. So, you know, I think today at 0.25% was what many had, I suppose, hoped for as best case scenario.
What does this rate rise mean for the average person, we'll say, with the tracker mortgage in particular?
Yeah, so tracker mortgages holders have been hit another blow. I suppose they've seen their rates increase from 0% last July to today at 3.75%. And so for every 100,000 that a tracker mortgage holder owes, they have seen their rates or their repayments increase by 187 euros per month over the last 10 months. So a very average mortgage of 250,000, that's a 467 euro per month increase. So over 5,500 per annum increase on top of all of the other range of cost of living increases that are hitting households hard right now. So it's a big blow.
You mentioned there may be further increases in June, July or over the summer. Do we have any indication as to when they'll stop?
Now, I think, you know, for the next two increases, most of the analysts feel that the base rate, so that ECB refi rate, could go to 4.5%. So for the average tracker mortgage holder in Ireland, their margin is 1.15%, which would bring their rate up then, you know, substantially over 5.5% by the end of July. There's no indication. So it's been really clear. Christine Lagarde again today said that they're not pausing rate increases. One thing the ECB have been really clear on is that they will continue to increase rates until they bring inflation to a satisfactory level. Obviously, their medium-term goal is to bring to 2%. But, you know, again, very clear, we're not pausing. This is to be very clear that we've more ground to cover. So I think there's no indication, and that's probably more concerning to tracker mortgage holders who have weathered, I suppose, what we call a real storm over the last number of months. And now they're looking and saying, okay, there doesn't seem to be any indication that this is coming to an end. Yes, we've seen a kind of a softer rate increase this time around, but, you know, we are aware and everybody's aware that there are two further increases to come and that inflation isn't where the ECB wants it to be. So they've given no indication that they're pausing or they will stop increasing rates in the very near future.
Okay. So in the last year or so since these rate increases started, Martina, there has been a lot of talk about the tracker mortgage holders again, in particular, because, you know, and I know we've discussed this with you already on the show in the past couple of months, the previously seen as, you know, the best mortgage, hold on to it. You know, your tracker mortgage is very, very valuable. But if there are more rate increases on the way, very well and clearly flagged by the ECB, is it time to move now off the tracker mortgage? No more debate about it.
Yeah, I suppose it's a big dilemma. Okay, there's still debate. It's like it's very individual in terms of circumstances. But the dilemma for tracker mortgage holders is that there is no clear end in sight, and that, you know, is it now, as you say, worthwhile forsaking your tracker? Because that's what you do if you lock into a fixed rate. You do forsake your tracker, or can you withstand further rate increases? I suppose the big dilemma is now that we can see that, you know, the average tracker mortgage holder in Ireland is currently going to be paying. It's going to be paying from today 4.9% on their rate, but there are fixed rates and even medium to long-term fixed rates, 10-year fixed rates from 4.4%. So right now, a tracker mortgage holder could lock down that security for a period of, say, 10 years if they're eligible for that particular product at 0.5% lower than they're paying now in light of what could happen over the next 2 months, even in just those 2 months, you know, we could see that the ECB rate increase again by another 0.5%. So, you know, it is a challenge. We will always say, you know, it's very individual, you know, depends on the mortgage amount, depends on the term remaining. But the big point is affordability. You know, we're getting to a point where these sustained and, you know, and significant rate increases are impacting the ability of homeowners and mortgage holders to actually pay their mortgage. So that is a bigger consideration than, you know, whether it's best to move off. It's really, can you afford to remain on your tracker, or do you value the security of a fixed rate brings more than what is, as you have said, you know, it's always been held, you know, to be a very valuable product. You're linked directly to the ECB rate. But that is when you get to a point where it's a question of affordability. It's really the key consideration for a tracker mortgage holder now is to whether they want to lock down that security.
And what advice then would you give to someone who is afraid on that basis of going into arrears from these really big and sudden rating rises?
Yeah, so if anybody is in that position where they do feel that, you know, they can't withstand this latest increase and they feel that they're going to go into a position of arrears, it's so important to contact your mortgage provider. You know, there is a process in place. So there has always been a process in place of a mortgage arrears resolution process, and it's to safeguard those who do fall into arrears. Like, nobody could have anticipated the significance of the increases and how quickly they came about. We're talking about in the last 10 months, that size of an increase. So it does impact affordability. So at the absolute first starting point, if somebody is in that position, is to contact their mortgage lender. There are safeguards and there are processes in place to ensure that you're dealt with and that a resolution is addressed.
All right. Well, that all makes perfect sense. And just finally and very briefly, Martina, is there any sign of rates coming down, do you think? I know you're saying they're probably going to go up over the next couple of months, but after that point, is there any sense that, you know, in the next year or so, for example, they might start to come down again? If you're on your tracker and you're wondering, maybe I should hold in there.
Yeah, I suppose if we look at where markets are pricing out funds. So if we look at, you know, kind of into 2025, there, you know, the markets are pricing that the rates may come to 2.75 or 3.25%. So I suppose that indication is in the longer term that perhaps that will be the case. However, it's so difficult to tell. You know, I don't think anybody can say where rates will be. And I think the big thing to say would be that we've come out of an environment where there was, you know, negative interest rates, you know, between 2016 and 2022. So it would be extremely, you know, detrimental, you know, economic situation that would put us back into that negative interest rate position. So we've certainly come out of a period of low interest rate environment into a new norm, which is somewhere in and around where we are now, certainly in the short term, Sarah.
Okay, well, that all makes sense again. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Dottl.ie.